you have to ride them waves.
What is up, T-Foes? Welcome back to the Charlotte Soccer Show. Danny Brams here. It is a beautiful Thursday morning. I got my Sir Minty coffee mug. Enjoying some lovely coffee this morning. And we're here to talk about Charlotte FC, as always, and the problem with bouncing back after a big winning streak ends. The streak is over. Lost in a dismal morning in Yankee Stadium in New York, a game that nobody really seemed to care about. Wilf Zaha barely seemed to care about taking that penalty kick. But it's all right. We're moving on. Montreal is next, and we have a very special guest to join us to talk about it. Kaylin Kyle from Apple MLS Season Pass. Welcome back to the show. I know we were talking before the show. You said it took you long enough to invite me back. You have a permanent invite. We know you're busy. We know have a lot of demands on your time. So,
I need to apologize first and foremost before we get started. This is like my mom's school run. So it's like one of those in the morning where I'm just grabbing clothes and I'm currently in a Galaxy sweatshirt. So I'm just going to put my hair over it. I did wear Charlotte's jersey on the weekend when we were celebrating Jersey Day because it is fresh, the one that you're actually wearing right now. Got so many compliments on it. So, I apologize to everyone in advance for this thing I'm wearing.
That's all right. It's an abomination for sure, but at least you recognize that. So it's all good. And at least it's a Western Conference team, not an
Exactly,
Eastern Conference
right?
team. If it was Orlando or something like that, we might have a little bit more of a serious problem. But it's okay. Hey, I think we have tons of parents in the audience. I'm a parent. We can all relate to just throwing whatever it takes on to get to that car line. How was the car line? Would you rather be in the car line or trying to score a penalty against Christian Kolina, I guess is the real question.
Oh, God. I'd rather be in the car line because Christian Kolina scares the crap out of me. To be fair, our school runs very smoothly. So, we got people there. Parents, for the most part, are pretty good, have their kids in order. So, it's pretty smooth at our school, I got to be honest. And Christian Kolina, he's too smooth for me. So, keep me away from that.
Yeah, he is. He's quite a keeper. We love him here. The Croatian Wall, as some people call him. Kolina. That's our chant every time he does something big in the stands. So
my copy hasn't kicked in for that yet.
We got Montreal coming to town for Charlotte. They're at the bottom of the standings. It's a really kind of a must win when we talk about playoff position battles. But let's start where I started a minute ago, Kaylin. And it's so great to have you here. Someone who has spent hours and hours and hours out on the pitch competing as a soccer player, and now hours and hundreds of hours analyzing. What can you tell us about bouncing back after everything had been riding on this win streak, making history? All of a sudden, you take a loss at noon in a game that really no one seemed to even be paying attention to. And now you got to bounce back and finish the season strong.
Look, this is not a weird one. I think it's such an interesting story when it comes to Charlotte and Dean Smith and what he's done there. But we've been so lucky. We've had Ashley Westwood on Countdown twice in the last month. And we normally never do that. We normally never, we'll take the same player from the team. But he's just such an incredible human being. And he's so well-spoken. And he's so honest. He's so real. He's so raw. And when we had him on the show, it was interesting because we were asking him, we were like, obviously you could set a record here. And he's like, it's great to set a record, but we want to finish in a top four spot. You know how important it is in the postseason, because it's the the best of three game series. So you get two home games. And I thought it was really interesting. So yes, you want to make history, but Charlotte's already making history. I mean, they're home for it at the bank. The fans that continue to show up, the players. I mean, it took a little bit for Wilfried Zaha to really find form here, but you guys have created, for me, again, I'm not there. I've never been to the bank. I'd love to go to the bank for a game. You've created a culture there that's not only within the team, but within the community. So I honestly don't even think this is a bounce back game. I think going to Yankee Stadium is a very difficult situation as is. It's a smaller size pitch. I was actually at the Mets game last night, or at the Mets stadium last night. It was Inter Miami taking on New York. Yeah. And it was actually the first time I've actually witnessed a football game inside a baseball stadium. Now it was really cool, but the dimensions, it's difficult for a soccer player because yes, the field's there, but how it's situated in the baseball diamond, it's it's a difficult one. Now, I was really lucky. I got to go to the New York City headquarters yesterday, and I got to see the renderings of the new stadium that's going to be coming in 2027. And it is going to be probably one of the best in Major League Soccer. It's amazing. So always good things come to those who wait, I will say. But it's a difficult one for Charlotte. You're riding this high. You're riding this win streak. You're playing a beautiful brand of football, defensively difficult to break down, fluid in the attack. Your players are stepping up in the right moment. So they're playing Montreal. So I don't really necessarily think it's a bounce back game. No disrespect to Montreal, but they haven't looked good all season long. I think this is a statement game for Charlotte, in which they can go out there and be like, look, it was a one-off situation. We're on the road against an informed New York City side at the time. Obviously, they dropped 4-0 to Inter Miami last night. So it is what it is at this point. You know, Dean Smith's going to be like, erase the memory, forget about it. Wilfred Zaha is going to forget about missing that penalty, and they're going to move on.
Yeah, I like what you said there, and New York City, what they were informed. They were very informed. And that match last night, I watched New York City lose 4-0. That was closer than a 4-0. I mean, New York
shouldn't have been. It shouldn't have been. New York City should have been up 2-0 in the first 45 minutes. They missed two massive opportunities, and then that game's completely different. And when you go against Inter Miami and they have the likes of a Lionel Messi, you can't give up two opportunities.
Yeah. And I love what you said about it's not a bounce back game. It's a statement game. Mm-hmm. And it's a statement that needs to be made, because I'll bring up this graphic now. This is our MLS Eastern Conference race. And first off, Montreal didn't even make the graphic. So what you said, no disrespect to them, but they couldn't quite make this graphic. They're down in 15th place in the East, I think. But you see Charlotte really just kind of fighting for their lives, because that 4-5 line is so critically important. But if I put the schedules of Charlotte, New York City, and Orlando there also on the screen, and you can just see that Charlotte does have probably the most favorable set of fixtures for this stretch run.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you look at, you have the Hudson River Derby, you have Philly taking on New York City, obviously that one at home, but I would 100% agree with you. All very winnable games. And then it comes down to decision day, where the Philadelphia Union, obviously they're going to be fighting for the supporters shield come to decision day. So that game's going to be heated. But for Charlotte, like, they're completely in the driving seat here. New York City dropping points, which is so good for Charlotte from last night. Inter Miami, they're steering their own ship. If they win out, they'll win the supporter shield. And they have a very favorable schedule as well. Cincinnati have been good this year. I think it's Sasha Kleshin's been riding them for the supporter shield champions this season. But I just think defensively, they've slipped up a few too many times, which isn't really like an FC Cincinnati side. And then if you're St. Louis looking at Bradley Carnell with the Philadelphia Union, you're shaking your head thinking, what did we do? Why did we let that man go? But Charlotte, for me, I don't really think we've maybe given them enough credit for the supporter shield run. We were talking about, it was funny on our production call about them in New York City, of these two teams have a chance at the supporter shield. If teams drop points again, it's going to be difficult, but they're still in the talks for the supporter shield. And I think that's incredible. Like, Charlotte's still a very new team. Dean Smith, I think, again, I don't know him. I've never met him. I've only, talked about him with my father-in-law, Adrian Heath. He speaks so highly of him. Right. Even Adrian, I mean, Adrian's like, he's just such a good coach. He develops young kids, gives them opportunities. And you see that with Charlotte. The most important thing about Major League Soccer is, yes, your DP signings have to hit and they have to perform, but it's that middle of the group players, you know, that aren't your TAM, your GAM, that there are those MLS players that are either A, coming through your academy, B, that have had, you know, 4 or 5 years in the league, so they have that veteran experience that you can grow and develop them and give them a role within your team. And I think Dean Smith has done an incredible job with that. I love him. He's one of my favorite coaches in MLS, and it's not because he's English.
Well, yeah, it's because your father-in-law speaks so highly of him. Yeah. We love Dean Smith here. We always talk about Dino at the wheel. I'm just notorious. I always have to bring up this graphic.
Oh my God, I love that.
2 years ago now, Dino's at the wheel. Things have been good for Charlotte FC pretty much ever since he took the wheel. And I agree with you that mid-range of players, you know, the Kerwin Vargas, the Brant Bronico, the Ashley Westwood, those are the guys who kind of become the deciders for where we're going to end. And I'm not asking you to go on the spot. I'm not asking you to necessarily criticize Orlando and New York, but let's say Charlotte is able to hold on to the four spot. Is there an opponent that you think Charlotte might match up better with in the five, as far as New York City and Orlando? Is there anyone we should be hoping for, or is it just go win your games and figure it all out?
I feel like, honestly, maybe because the home and away, And I would honestly maybe go Orlando. They're susceptible at the back. I've been saying this all year long. I said Orlando City, and the guys were all saying it's a top four team. They could win the East early on. And I'm like, I just don't buy Orlando. I think Oscar Pereira is a very good coach in Major League Soccer, and he's continued to prove that he's gotten himself into the postseason in those top four positions. But I just feel that they have so many attacking threats that when they throw numbers forward, they're left very isolated at the back with Schlegel. Schlegel is a very emotional player. Sometimes gets stuck into tackles in the wrong positions in and around that 18-yard box. And I feel like in transitional moments, I feel like that's where Charlotte could hurt Orlando. And I think Orlando has the pressure on them now. I mean, the last time they won was that US Open Cup final. You know, they got to the conference finals last year, lost against the New York Rebels, a team that probably shouldn't have been in that situation anyways, right, or probably have not have found themselves in an MLS Cup final. And they did. So credit to them. That's how Major League Soccer works. Try predicting it. It'll make you go crazy. But I would probably say Orlando, just because as the game wears on, I feel like Charlotte could knock them down. But again, you know, anything can happen here in Major League Soccer. And
yeah,
I mean, you need a crystal ball to predict here.
I would say revenge against Orlando for last year's first round playoff series loss would be very much on Charlotte FC fans' mind. And I would also say we never want to go back to Yankee Stadium, literally ever
no,
again.
No, that's in your nightmares.
I never want to play soccer there ever again. So we will find out. But just let's check in on some players real quick before we wrap up here, because you watch this team all the time from the Apple Studios. You've got the best seat in the house, as we say. And what do you think about let's talk about Idan Toklamadi. He's a guy that anytime we are lucky enough to get a guest in here, we want to get some takes. What's your Toklamadi takes? Because he's been amazing.
Okay, so this is my favorite thing about football, and this is why they call it the beautiful game. Because there's always players on a team that are almost that – they're right there and they don't have that starting position because you have a Patrick Rajiman in front, you know, that's getting a shout with the national team that then gets sold overseas. So you're almost I hate calling it the super sub, the player that comes off the bench or the player that will start if, you know, that player is out due to injury. Toklamadi, for me, this is where you sink or swim as a professional athlete. And this is why it is the beautiful game. He swam. He was given an opportunity where Ajiman was sold. You know, they could have maybe probably behind the scenes they're looking for a replacement number nine, because they're like, okay, is Toklamadi the guy? We don't know yet. It's an unknown. You know, he's proven off the bench that he can do it, but can he do it consistently as a starter? That's very different in the professional game. And he's ran with it. And my favorite thing about him is that, yes, he's a big, strong target number nine, but it's actually his soccer IQ where I've seen it grow this year especially. And I know that comes down to someone like an Ashley Westwood inside the locker room, a Dean Smith that, like I alluded to earlier, you saw it with Jack Grealish over in Europe under Dean Smith. He's able to develop soccer IQs in these players. He knows that they have talent. They know that they have these skills and ability to make themselves good to great players. And I love the confidence in him because, again, you can be given a role, but you can kind of screw that role up if you don't have persistent and constant performances. And he's done just that. He's good with the ball at his feet. He's starting to find his finishing form. I was talking to Bradley Wright Phillips, obviously a two-time Golden Boot winner here in Major League Soccer. And I was like, what makes him so good? And he's like, he's a poacher in and around the box, but then he's got the other skill set to be able to link up with players like Wilfred Zaha and Brant Bronico and Ashley Westwood. And I love hearing that from BWP, because I was never a prolific goal scorer. I have no idea. Get me out of the box. I'll get you into the box. Get me out of the box. So I love it for the young kid, and I love it for his future, and I love it for his confidence, and I love it for Charlotte, because now they're in, you know, the talks of, okay, do we need to bring in a star number nine, or can we maybe solidify ourselves somewhere else in the midfield, maybe a little playmaking number 10, do you know what I mean? Which is a great problem for Charlotte to have.
Yeah, he's been special to watch, and he's been making an impact. You said super sub, and no, super sub is never meant as an insult, and yet I don't think any player wants to be called super sub either at the same time. So it's kind of one of those weird terms. But when he subbed in for our very first match of the season against Seattle, he sent the cross in that created the own goal that created the draw. So he's been making an impact since the very first game of the season. You talked about Jack Grealish, and my co-host John Hayes, he always likes to say that Wilfred Zaha is playing the Jack Grealish role for Dean Smith's Charlotte FC. Zaha has called Toklamadi like a little brother. What do you think, with through all the ups and downs that have happened in this debut season, where do you rate Wilfred Zaha now in the stretch run?
I think he's going to be a pivotal player in your success in the postseason, 100%. Big players step up in big moments. And I think with him as well, like, again, you don't know the intricacies unless you're within the team. So when we had Ashley Westwood on, he was really honest with us. We asked him, like, why did Wilfried Zaha struggle when he first came in? And he was like, well, he's moved country. He was having, like, just so many personal stuff behind the scenes with
Yep.
family and,
His wife was like
is
about to
exact
deliver their second child, I believe. Yeah.
I
So
can't even imagine that. Like, I have
yeah.
two boys, and being in another country without my husband,
Right.
when he's trying to like find his feet and find his form and dealing with the pressure of us in studio saying he's not playing good enough, that's very difficult to deal with, A, mentally, B, trying to deal with the emotions of a pregnant wife, because that's a whole other
A whole
different
other
ball
thing.
game. I
Yeah.
mean, I can say that because I've been through it twice.
Right.
I put my
Yeah.
husband through that twice. So
Yeah.
I genuinely I can't even imagine what he was going through. And now you can almost see that he's like settled into himself, settled into Charlotte, and just settled into knowing what he needs to do with Dean. And I think, again, I don't know this, I feel like Dean's played a massive role in that as well.
Yeah, Dean has certainly helped him sort of immerse himself in the team. I think the culture here has been absolutely incredible. Ashley Westwood sets that culture.
Oh.
Sasha was on this show last week, and we talked about he brought the same thing up that you just did about how Westwood has joined Countdown a few times and been really well spoken and really
He's the best.
revealing. And I said, watch out, Sasha. He's coming for your job. Like,
Oh,
trust me,
please, that
he's
would do me a
that.
favor. Then I don't have to sit beside Sasha on 360.
Westwood has fully become like the team, his fellow Brits here. We got a lot of Brits here at Charlotte FC,
Yeah.
Burn, Dean, and Zaha, and they all say like, oh yeah, Westwood, he's not British anymore. He's American. He's
Yeah, he's
completely
American through and
embraced
through.
American culture. So he keeps his accent. But Kaylin Kyle, I love it. Thank you so much for your thoughts and for bringing some positivity back,
Yes.
because we're kind of down a little bit this week with the loss of the streak,
Ah,
but we got
nah,
to get it
don't.
together because there's three matches left in the regular season and we need to win a playoff series, I feel like, to make progress from last year. So thank you for getting us back on track.
Oh, of course, anytime. I'm here to bring the sunshine because it's not sunny here in New Jersey. It's raining right now. I feel like I'm in England. So,
Yeah.
no, thank you so much for having me. Again, apologies for this, the
Well,
galaxy.
maybe
You
you were
guys just need to send
trying to
me gear.
manifest some LA sunshine by throwing that pullover on, who knows? I don't know.
Exactly,
But
exactly.
we won't get mad at you. Like I said, as long as it's not in Orlando or New York City
Oh,
this week,
never.
then we're good. So, or
All right.
Montreal, I suppose. So 7:30 coverage, coverage starts before that. 7:39 around is the kickoff. I'll be at the fortress. You called it the bank, which is okay. I used to get really mad when people call it the bank.
Oh,
I prefer to call
really?
it the fortress. The
Okay, I
fortress
can
is
do
what we
that. I
want.
can change
Yeah,
that. I'll bring that
exactly.
up on
Because it's
around
like
air
your
today.
corporate sponsors can change. Bank of America may sell off their sponsorships someday. We don't know, but it will
Okay.
always be the fortress. So
Love it.
Charlotte
That's
FC
what I'm going to
Fortress.
call it from now on. Thanks,
Exactly. Well, I'll be
Danny.
listening for that on MLS Countdown, on 360, on Wrap Up, all of it. Kaylin Kyle, thank you so much. It's for the crown, baby.